Track three. And now we come to the main stories in the paper. Exhausted and elated. That's how the newly elected Newton Abbott MP, Martin Wrigley, has described his first week in the job. Speaking to the Mid Devon Advertiser from Lib Dem headquarters in London, Mr. Wrigley said, "It's been a whirlwind, it really has. The first few days for new MPs are spent taking part in induction training, including procedures, training and security." He said, "It's been amazing, and we have this odd mix of grandeur and ceremony combined with the idea that you can really make a difference here and do things to help." His first job was to write to the new Health Minister, Wes Streeting, asking for action over NHS in Devon. Timmer's proposed health and wellbeing hub, where construction has not started, and retaining Tynmouth Hospital. He said the recent resignation of the chairman of NHS Devon, former MP Dr. Sarah Wollaston, had been on the basis of critical finance. "Something needs to be done," he said. "Health is one of the main issues, including NHS finances, GP appointments and more dentists." He and colleague Steve Darling, MP for Torbay, and Caroline Voden, MP for South Devon, have already met representatives from the Torbay and South Devon NHS Foundation Trust, Devon Partnership Trust and NHS Devon. On Tynmouth's Health Hub, Mr. Wrigley said, "The longer it goes on, the more expensive it becomes, and GPs in Tynmouth are worried about where they will go when their lease runs out. None of this is unsolvable." He is also keen to look at helping ease the cost of living crisis and the shortage of affordable housing. He said there's a lot of work to do. "Having an obligatory number of houses to build doesn't help what is really needed, which is social housing and rents people can afford to be able to live in a safe and secure place." His other main aim is to hold South West Water to account and to get your plans together. He said, "I will not stand by and watch more and more sewage flow into our sea, and I will use every influence I have to get them to take action." Accompanying this article are two photographs, one of the new MP, Martin Wrigley, working very hard in his office, and another one of him being welcomed to the House of Commons by the Speaker, Sir Lindsay Hoyle.
Councillors urged to get behind street revamp. Councillors have been urged to get behind the revamp of Queen Street of Newton Abbott. The controversial roadworks are causing business to struggle while pedestrians have tripped and injured themselves. There were protests when work began in May, and the government-funded revamp has attracted strong opposition. The new Liberal Democratic MP for Newton Abbott, Martin Wrigley, is the leader of Teignbridge Council and an outspoken advocate of the scheme, which he claims is the only way to save the town centre. At a meeting of the council's executive committee, Deputy Leader Richard Keeling, Lib Dem Chudley, congratulated Mr. Wrigley and said his election was a clear vindication of the administration. "The people of Newton Abbott have spoken," he said. But Councillor Andrew McGregor, South Devon Alliance, Bishop Stainton, said the roadworks had caused a number of injuries to pedestrians who had tripped and fallen, and some businesses had already failed. He asked what support there was for the struggling businesses. Councillor David Pelthorpe, Lib Dem Ibblepen, replied, "Clearly, wherever there is work, there are trip hazards, but we take very seriously anything that is going to cause injury to the public, which is why there are big signs warning people. Any reports will be addressed." He said businesses would have been able to access £25,000 to support their efforts, but the South Devon Alliance-led Newton Abbott Town Council had not engaged with the government's cash offer. Councillor Jackie Hook, Lib Dem Bushell, added, "It's really important that we all get behind our town. This scheme is happening now. Let's make the most of it. It will increase the economic prosperity of our town centre. Let's get behind it and make it work. Councillor McGregor also asked what had happened to Queen Street's much-prized 19th century granite curbstones, which had been removed for the project. He was told they were being kept safely and would be put back.
A historic site in Newton Abbot is under fresh threat of demolition, the town's civic society has said. The Bradley Lane Mills is yet again facing the possibility of imminent demolition, with the public set to foot the £1.5 million bill, writes Newton Abbot District Civic Society, NADCS. The shop proposal was made at the Teignbridge Executive Meeting on 9th of July, recommending that money from the future High Street Fund, allocated for the proposed cinema in Market Walk, which failed through planning, instead to be used to demolish the mills. This means up to £1.5 million of public money would be used to subsidise work the developer was originally likely to pay for. This sudden change of direction is to be presented as a recommendation at full council on July 30th, when the new leader of TDC will also be confirmed. This represents a U-turn on the local planning authority's previous position that retaining and reusing the buildings would be much better for the future of Newton Abbot. The current developers were advised by the council to redesign their original plans, retaining the most historic elements of the existing buildings, and have been given 4 extensions of time since last year. The conservation officer had worked hard with them to bring a new design to the table, following statutory objections and local campaigning. We are still waiting for the revisions. Bradley Lane was allocated for both employment use and homes in the 2010 local plan. Instead of maintaining and repairing buildings in their care and ownership, the site has been allowed to deteriorate. Teignbridge, having evicted all their commercial tenants by March 22, far better to use the money from the future High Street Fund to repair these fantastic buildings and prevent any deterioration and setting the stage for their conservation and reuse. Supported by the national charity Save Britain's Heritage, NADCS continues to work for the retention and reuse of this historic site and its character. The alternative vision, commissioned by Save and designed by architect Jonathan Dransfield, is an exemplary work of offering homes and thriving workspaces, community hubs and cafes in a part of the town full of character and history that would once again be filled with life. The demolition option would see that history lost, replaced with the generic cul-de-sac of Anywheresville development. It would also be extremely wasteful in carbon terms. Newton Abbot deserves better.